I'm Lacey Scarmana for WVIK News. After working several odd jobs around the Quad Cities, Joe McLemore found his true passion when he opened Joe's Barbershop in Davenport back in 1968. Today is the shop's 50th anniversary. Quad City Times reporter Amanda Hancock explores the history of the shop for this week's big story.
So it's kind of interesting because there was no, in talking to him, there was no point where he was like, he had this epiphany. It was more like practical. He was married. He had two kids. He needed something that he, that could support his family. And also that he wanted to have control. So he didn't want to work for someone because he had done that a lot. So he had been working, you know, full time for, since he was 14 and he was 24 at the time. So he saw being a barber as something he could do for himself. He could own his own shop and put his name on the door, and that just seemed like a really appealing thing to him. And then when he got into it, he fell in love with the actual act of cutting hair and making people smile and then like talking to them about their day. It really turned into a passion from there.
Yeah, in your story, you talk about how it's not just a place where you stop in and get your hair cut. He's really turned it into a community atmosphere. How has he done that?
For sure. So, I mean, 50 years doing this, he's met a lot of people. He has regulars who have been with him from the beginning and who would never dare to go anywhere else for a haircut. But really, people like stop in just to say hello. They stop in to just talk about to Joe and talk about what's going on in their lives. And he's really turned his role into more of like a advice giver and mentor. There's parents who say they ask Joe to like talk to their kids about different issues and things. So he has a way of like having a conversation where he'll just bring up a story from his past or something he read and kind of turn it into a piece of wisdom. So I think that's really what I took away from talking to Joe and what people, why they continue to walk into his shop.
So he can really connect with his clients.
For sure. Yeah.
And he's owned this business for 50 years. That's a big chunk of time. Has he taken the time to reflect on how the Quad Cities community has changed and evolved around him?
Yeah, I mean, when he started, it was 1968, so very different. He's seen it all grow and change. And I think one of the things I took away was when he was in Barber College, he was one of the first Black people to graduate from Barber College. And when he was giving haircuts at the college, like, people would come in and kind of pass over him to go to a white barber at the time. So he had to kind of just not let himself get discouraged by that and just believe that his skills and his social skills would kind of be enough. So now there's, you know, people come in every day and there's a line for a haircut by Joe. So I think that's one thing that has changed. And that strip of Harrison Street on the hilltop has changed a lot. There's been a lot of businesses that have come and gone that he has seen come and go. So but he has stayed. So that's an interesting piece, too.
Does he have any signs of slowing down, or is he going to keep it going for a while?
So he's 74, and he has mentioned, like, maybe I'll retire in a few years. But I talked to his wife, Shirley, and they've been married almost 54 years. And she says even on his 2 days off a week, he's pretty restless and wants to get back to cutting hair. So we'll see.
Are most of his customers local around that area, or do people go from all over the Quad Cities to get their hair cut by him?
I think all over the Quad Cities. I mean, people are pretty willing to travel, you know, the 15 or 20 minutes to get to him. And actually, our photographer, Jeff Cook, while he was there, there was someone from Oklahoma City coming in to see Joe while he was in town. So it's also one of those places where if you're in town for a weekend or something, you want to go back and see Joe and kind of catch up.
Wow. And you just mentioned the photographer. As always, this big story will feature photos with it. And
yeah.
So what kind of images can people look forward to seeing?
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about our big story is that the photos get a lot of play and we spend a lot of time on the photos. And our photographer spent a good chunk of time in the barbershop, kind of being a fly on the wall, seeing Joe cut hair and also talk to different people who came in. And what I think is cool is capturing the walls. So he has like newspaper clippings and photos and posters from all these 50 years on the walls of his barbershop. And there's some cool photos of those. So you can kind of see like everything he has accumulated over the years.
Joe McLemore has been in business at Joe's Barbershop on Harrison Street in Davenport for the past 50 years. That was Quad City Times reporter Amanda Hancock. You can read her big story this Sunday in the Times or at qctimes.com. For WVIK News, I'm Lacey Scarmana.